الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال تعالى: وإذ بوأنا لإبراهيم مكان البيت ألا تشرك بي شيئا وطهر بيتي للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود. وقال تعالى: ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشرة. قالوا: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بماله ونفسه فلم يرجع منها بشيء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected elders, brothers and sisters that may be listening over the receivers, young ones in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have reached a peak period in the Islamic calendar today. As we sit here, we are all aware that the Hujjaj are gathering in Mina, and tomorrow there will be the day of Arafah. And the verse of the Quran which I recited before you, when it was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews of that time said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed this verse, when he advised the Sahaba that this verse has been revealed and the Jews came to know about it, that this deen has been perfected for you, then the Jews said that if such a verse had been revealed upon us, then we would have made it the day of Eid. We would have made it the day of Eid. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu responded, and he said, for us it was actually the day, it was two Eids on that day. Not only was it the day of Eid, it was actually two Eids, because it was revealed on the day of Arafah and on a Friday. It was coinciding. So it's an extremely great occasion. It is a very, very great time of the year. We are sitting here. It is the 7th of Zulhijjah in Makkatul Mukarramah. People from all around the world, Muslims from all around the world, are gathering in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fulfillment of the Hajj. So indeed a very, very great occasions. And these great occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us throughout the year various opportunities, almost like signboards. When you're on a long journey, then every now and again there'll be a signboard to say that if you're going from here to Johannesburg, then this is your destination is so many kilometers away. Then after a little while again. So it is like reminders for us that our destination and what we should be aspiring towards is to come in front, is the Akhirat. And that is what we should be preparing for. And that is why, inshallah, in today's discussion, we want to try and cover two broad areas in relation to this overall objective, in relation to our overall objective of life on this world. Two broad areas. One is the great virtues of these particular days and how we can maximize in preparation for the Akhirat. And second aspect is because it has to do a lot with as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the Sahaba Ikram, that ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is this qurbani that we perform? He said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the way of your forefather, of your grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it is very important for us to understand what was this creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Quran Sharif is replete with various verses which clearly explain to us what is meant when we speak about the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The legacy, the way of life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is a theme, this is a lifestyle, it is an attitude, it is an ideology that we need to inculcate within us, especially during these days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, because every major religion in the world wants to claim Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam for themselves. Allah says that ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was neither Jewish nor was he Christian, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that كان حنيفا مسلما. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was that individual who shunned everything else that was besides the greatness, the oneness, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else besides that, anything that could divert a person away from the recognition of one Allah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam shunned away from those ways of life. Any distraction to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was the way of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Kana hanifan. He, as the ulama explained, ma'ilan 'anil adyani kulliha. He diverted away from all other types of beliefs, all other types of false deities, all other types of false articles of faith, and he focused fully, wholly and solely on the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walakin kana hanifan muslima. And the second outstanding feature of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was that he submitted himself entirely to the command of Allah. So one is the recognition that everything happens through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, the total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, if we have to look at the various incidents in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then these emphasize these points. The Qurbani itself, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was not just about paying lip service to the submission of Allah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not just about paying lip service. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have shown your dream to be true. In other words, to be loyal to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they both submitted to the command of Allah, when they both submitted to the command of Allah, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam placed his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, on his side, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. When you showed, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, that your love, your will, your desires were secondary to the will and the desires and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is the greatest message of these days. This is the greatest message of these days. In other verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite for them the story, the information, the message with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. When he said to him, to his people, what are you worshipping? They said, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we are worshipping idols, we have our ways, and we will continue to be stuck and stubborn and obstinate and inflexible on the ways that we have always had. We'll continue on that. So as in any manner, any person who is trying to explain to someone the folly that they may be in, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam attempted to guide his people. He attempted to explain to them the great mistake that they were in. So he, through a questioning process, not through an attacking process, هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ. Do they listen to you, these idols of yours, when you call out to them? Can they truly benefit you? أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Or can they cause you benefit? Or can they cause you any harm? In reality, is there any benefit that they are capable of causing you, making it reach you? أَوْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. So, as is the answer with people who don't have any solid basis for what they're doing, وَجَدَنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. Something that's been going on, we're going to carry on doing it. Because this is how we saw it happening in the time of our forefathers. So, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam then explained again his creed. And this is the focus of these days, It is again a lamppost, it is a signpost for us to show us that we are going in a certain direction. قَدَمْ سُوءَ مَرْقَدْ نَزَرْ سُوءَ دُنْيَا. A great poet said, قَدَمْ سُوءَ مَرْقَدْ نَزَرْ سُوءَ دُنْيَا. كِدَرْ جَا رَهَا هَي كِدَرْ دَيْكَ رَهَا هَي. That, O human being, your feet is moving towards the akhirat, but your eyes are looking towards the dunya. Feet is moving towards the akhirat. Time is not stopping. Time is continuously moving in the direction towards the akhirat, towards the end of your life. But our focus, entire focus is on the dunya, which is behind us, and the akhirat is coming in front of us. So he's asking us a simple question, a logical question, that where are you going and where are you looking? In other words, where is your focus? Where is your focus? But again, there is nothing to lose hope about. We are in that period of time, in these next few days, as we will discuss in a few minutes' time, the great opportunity that lies for us in these few days that are coming before us. But before that, again, just to emphasize the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. These deities of yours, I have recognized them as enemies for me. There is only one deity, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. Again, the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam that we need to understand. And someone will ask, that, but what is the relevance of this to us? We don't have any idols, na'uzu billah, in the masjid. We don't have any idols over here. Or when we go home, alhamdulillah, from that perspective, from the outward shirk, we are all pure. But what about the idols of our desires? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Sharif. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Surah Al-Furqan. Tell me about that person. Tell me about that person who has made his desires his Lord, his Rabb. Are we not in that boat? Are we not in the boat of those people? Are we not in that category of people that when a toss-up comes between, when a challenge comes between our desires and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then which is the one that supersedes? Which one comes out dominant? If it is our desires, then we definitely have something to think about. We definitely have something to think about, that are we on the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. That Allah who created me, and He is the one who is going to guide me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. And I have firm yaqeen, I have firm conviction, that the one who gives sustenance is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an area where there is extreme weakness nowadays. Extreme weakness. Weakness to the extent that we begin to believe that it is our job, it is our qualifications, it is the business that have become the idols. They are the personified idols of today. Because we feel that those are the things that will be giving us our sustenance. Yet the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is الَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I become sick also, Allah is the one who is going to give me health. Allah is the one. Yes, we make dua, we recite verses of the Quran Sharif, we read various, we may be given various authentic wazifas, etc. to recite. But the yaqeen is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the message. This is sunnah to Abikum Ibrahim. This is the lifestyle of Hazrat Ibrahim, Hanifa Muslima. He turned away from everything. The power is not in all the superstitions that we have. The power is not in our businesses or our resources. The power is not in our resources. The power is not in the outward means. The power is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And not only in this world is that yaqeen there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is going to give me death, and He is going to give me life again thereafter. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And this is the same Allah that I have in full hope that on the day of Qiyamah He is going to forgive my sins. أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. So this is the spirit of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The recognition of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shunning anything that can affect our focus on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why a poet put it very, very beautifully when it comes to the Qurbani. He said, yeh hai imtiha kis bashar ki bana hai zabiha jo apne pisar ki. Yeh hai ishq mein imtiha kis bashar ki. In this expression of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at which individual is being, whose love is being tested. The love of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, what a sterling example he set for mankind. That he made a sacrifice out of his very beloved son. This is not something which is haram. It was not the haram desires that we are being asked. Na tera mal, na teri dil chahiye. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that Allah is saying to us, metaphorically almost, that we don't want your heart and your life and your wealth. Unko tujh se khune adma chahiye. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from you is the blood of your desires. This is the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is required from us, what is the demonstration that we are doing? One is the outward demonstration. But what is the reality, what is the spirit of these actions that we carry out, whether it is the Hajj or the Qurbani, it is a manifestation of great submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that, Pidar se hai ijaz taslim jigar ka. Hazrat Ibrahim showed us, alayhi salam, that he was prepared to sacrifice the apple of his eye, a piece of his heart. And Pisar se hai ijaz taslim sarka. And the son, likewise, was prepared to submit his head in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Hazrat then says very, very beautifully, he says, that tere hukm par kya gawara nahi hai. Oh Allah, what is there? Is there any action that if it is coming from you, that we will not be prepared to do? There is no action. If it is coming from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spirit of a believer is this, that any action that we know that is coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be done. Why? Because koi tujhse barkar pyara nahi hai. There is nothing in this world which is more beloved to us. Nothing in this world. Be it wealth, be it status. Nothing. None of these things can compare with the command and the sanctity of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that this Qurbani, this is sunnah to abikum Ibrahim. This is the way of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is what the Quran Sharif is telling us, that kana hanifan muslima. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam shunned everything else and he focused wholly and solely on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the same theme plays out in the Qurbani that we're going to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is interested in who is the beneficiary of that Qurbani. The beneficiaries are ourselves. We are the beneficiaries. Because it is a means for us to gain that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to express practically our submission through the sacrifice of that animal. But the bigger message, the bigger lesson coming out of it, is that it needs to, that sacrifice then needs to transcend into every aspect of our lives. Into every aspect of our lives. Whether it be in the workplace, where there is a challenge between the command of Allah and the dictates, or what might be the pressures of the workplace, or if it is a challenge in family matters between the command of Allah and what our egos and passions are pushing us to do, or if there is temptation with regards to wealth, or if there is temptation to try and do someone down. So this is the way of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now again, we are in that era, or in those few days, that there is very, very great virtues. And I know that the last few weeks we may have been hearing about it. The days of Zulhijjah, we're already in it. The hadith which I recited, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are no days in the year that are more virtuous for the purposes of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days of Zulhijjah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken qasam on these 10 days in the Quran Sharif. Now, many days have already passed by, but the peak of within these 10 days, if we have lost out on these first 7 days that have passed, or the first 6 days, that there is nothing to lose hope about. The next few days are essentially the real core of the days of Zulhijjah. And what is it? What are the actions that we can do, we can carry out in these days? Again, with this intention that we are implementing the creed and the way of life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So the first thing is that any type of ibadat and worship of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplied, it's magnified within these days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fasting of one of these days is equal to the fast of an entire year. The fast of one of these days. In fact, as far as the fast of Yawmul Arafah, which is going to be on Sunday for us, so it depends on where we are. We don't look at where Hajj is taking place in Makkah. According to that, it is extremely virtuous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sawmu Yawmi Arafah, أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها والسنة التي بعدها. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I have great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the fast of the day of Arafah, through the virtue of it, Allah will forgive that person's sins, the past year's sins and the coming year's sins. And the ulama write, when it comes to these type of virtues, this refers to forgiveness of the minor sins. The major sins, if a person is sincerely turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is hope that that person's major sins will also be forgiven. And that requires tawbah. Nevertheless, so general actions, in particular fasting on these days that are going to be coming, particularly if we cannot fast any other day, let us try for Sunday. Sunday will be the day of Arafah. Then the second thing that we can do on these few days, there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man ahya al-layali al-khamsa wajabat lahu al-jannah. That the person who keeps awake for 5 nights in the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Jannah wajib upon that person. In other words, he's guaranteed Jannah. And 3 of those nights are to come in the next 3 nights. So those nights are Yawmul Tarwiyah, Laylatul Tarwiyah, which is tonight, Laylatul Arafah, which is tomorrow night, and Laylatul Nahar, which will be the night before Eid. In other words, Sunday night. So these 3 nights are extremely virtuous again. So if we've missed out on the prior nights, then it is almost again, like I said, Allah is giving us an opportunity, it is a reminder, it is a signpost, that take advantage of this. If we are not simply a simple 2 rakat standing up and saying, oh Allah, what you have promised your pious servants in these nights, grant me a little bit of that. Make me a true ambassador of the way of life, of the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That is all it takes. A little bit of focus and consciousness and appreciation for what we have been given. This is all it requires. Appreciating the fact that these are great nights, whether we understand it or not, it is coming to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us show that importance for these nights, whether it is through a little bit of ibadat, through a little bit of tilawat of Quran Sharif, staying awake in the night, and if we can fast on the day of Arafah in particular, we should try and fast. And then other ibadat that are there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these days of Zulhijjah are also the days in which we should abundantly recite the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In particular takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. In general, and we know that the takbir of tashriq will also commence. And these are those ibadat that can only be performed in these days. It will commence from the day of Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah, at Fajr time, and end on Asr on the 13th of Zulhijjah. So again, this is another form of ibadat that we can make. So normally when we're in the masjid, we remember to recite. Sometimes if we're performing at home, or particularly the ladies, we may forget. So put a small reminder there that we should recite this takbir. This was a expression of the greatness, of the grandeur, of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days. And then we know that those of us that are performing qurbani, you would have heard in the previous weeks that it is mustahab to refrain from cutting the nail and the hairs. Again, this is a manifestation of love and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whilst the hujjaj are there in ihram, but we are in some way imitating them in order to achieve some kind of connection and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is nothing else. It is none other than an expression of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is none other than an expression of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to spiritual things, my dear brothers and elders, Islam is replete with the fact that the heart, at times when it comes to the command of Allah, the heart has to overpower the mind. The heart has to overpower the mind. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Mustanad raaste wahi maane gaye, jin se ho ke tere diwane gaye. Because if Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had to apply his logic when it came to the slaughtering of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, then he would have said, this doesn't make logical sense. So Hazrat says that Mustanad raaste wahi maane gaye, jin se ho ke tere diwane gaye. That the only authoritative ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ways of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lot aaye jitne farzane gaye. All of those with so-called, you know, the so-called logical people, the so-called people that want to balance everything on the fallible scale of logic, those people, Lot aaye jitne farzane gaye. Those people that wanted to weigh and question every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only if we understand it, then we will do it. All of those came back from the path. They fell short of reaching their objective. Taaba manzil sirf diwane gaye. If you want to reach your goal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we must question to ensure the authenticity of whatever we are following. Indeed. But once it is established that this is authentic command from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our duty is to follow whether or not we understand the wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes opens the heart to understand the wisdom. And that is a gradual process. Tajalli harik dil ki akhtar alag hai. Tajalli harik dil ki akhtar alag hai. Meherbaniya jitni qurbaniya hai. When we start sacrificing our desires in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the wisdoms of the greatness of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to open up in our minds. That is why we had great, great scholars of Islam that in short spans of their life, they wrote volumes and thousands of pages. Because Allah Ta'ala opens up that understanding. But until then, we can confirm our salvation. We can guarantee our salvation in this world and the hereafter by becoming true followers of the creed of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May He remove the difficulties, the calamities facing the Muslim ummah. In particular, we know the precarious condition in Kashmir these days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all types of fitna. May Allah ta'ala grant peace, tranquility. May He grant dominion to the Muslims. May He grant protection to Muslims all around the world, whether it be in Kashmir or in Sri Lanka or in Palestine. Wherever the Muslims are suffering, these are days that we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If we have that iman in these days, that Allah is the giver and taker of dominion, then Allah is the one who can sort these problems out within a batting of an eyelid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.